good man, humble soul. And we used to work together, and for a long time, he was kind of my boss, I guess you'd say. And we always got along good and everything. But I didn't realize, I talked to him, invited him to church and stuff, but I didn't realize one day he'd be driving the bus, which he'd done for many years. He don't do that now. But then him and his wife helped with the kids' ministry when we served the breakfast. They've been a real blessing to the church, and we love Brother Bill and Sister Jean and precious people. So you pray for him today.
Amen. Listen.
I do the best I can here. I got cataracts in my eyes and went out to have surgery on them. But, you know, the old devil is here all the time trying to do something to you. This song is, name of it is Gone. Well, I'll sing this one here and try to. Mary came into the tomb of Jesus. The stone was moved and he had gone away. The angel said, "Fear not, I know whom seek ye. But he is risen, this she heard him say."
Amen.
Gone, the stone is rolled back. Gone, the tomb is empty. Gone, to sit at the Father's side. Gone, over death's triumphant. Gone, sin is completed. Gone, he lives forevermore.
Amen.
My friend, if you don't know my risen Savior, I beg of you, don't wait too late to pray. Don't wait until the bride has been completed. Don't wait until you hear him say, "It's too late, gone. The stone is rolled back, gone. The tomb is empty, gone. To sit at the Father's side, gone. Over death's triumphant, gone. Sin is defeated, gone. He lives forevermore.
Amen.
Gone. He lives forevermore."
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Everybody get your favorite, your Heavenly Highway hymn book. Turn to 208. You know, my eyes are not the best today, but what I want you to do is I'm going to sing the first verse, and then I would like you, all Christians, to rise and sing out, just like the old robins do in the spring of the year. You know, you sing in the backyard, you know, they run back and sing. And when, after I sing this first verse, then you just, all Christians, just rise and sing out loud on the fourth verse. Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never more blessed, though in the wrong. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunlight. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from
song. I'm going to let you be seated while we read until we get to the verse that we're going to read together, and then I'll ask you to stand and we'll read it together. Now, I'm going to read several verses this morning, and I don't apologize for that. Right.
Bless you, Lord.
That's what we come to church for,
is right.
To study the Bible.
Yeah, man.
And I don't know about you. I'm not judging anything, but most people are way behind on that.
Yeah, man.
So it'd be good to read. If you turn to John 3 this morning, John chapter 3 this morning, and we just are so thrilled this morning about what the Lord is doing, what the Lord has done, and God has blessed us. We've seen it one person saved every month this year, and we're thankful to God for that.
Amen.
And my granddaughter got saved last Sunday night after the communion service, and we're thankful for that.
Yeah.
And we're praying somebody gets saved today.
Amen.
And, you know, the Lord, that's why he went to the cross, suffered, did all he did,
yes.
Was for people to be able to come to him and be saved. And his promise that he'll in no wise turn away those that come to him. All right, I'm going to begin reading in verse 1, and I'm going to read 16 verses in this third chapter. But when I get to verse 14, we'll stand and read it together. The Bible said, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answers, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Amen.
Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again.
Yes, sir.
The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Let's stand and read verse 14 together. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You may be seated. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Glory to God.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning. And Lord, as we come this morning, as you look down from heaven today, Lord, we pray you do not find any of those things in our character or person today. Lord, that Father would make you not be attracted today, Lord, to us today. We know there's certain things that attract God. And we know that humbleness attracts God, and honesty attracts the Lord. And Lord, meekness, these things, and we pray to have them today. We pray to have none of those things that the Bible plainly says you hate, a proud look, a lying tongue. Lord, about seven things you listed there that you hate. And so, Lord, we come today and pray that we might be of that that spirit, Lord, today that would cause the Lord to, Lord, be drawn to this place today and be able to put his blessings upon it. Father, I pray. I know there is lost people today in our midst.
Yep.
And Lord, I want them to be saved. And certainly, Lord, you want them to be saved.
Yes,
and I pray in their heart, Lord, the Holy Spirit has convicted them and they want to be saved. And I pray today God's will would be done in their life.
Yes,
and I pray for those of us that are saved that we might just today be fed something today from the Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, that would help us in this life that we're trying to live down here for the Lord. And Lord, I ask you today to forgive me of all my sin, to cleanse me today, Lord, afresh, and Lord, to fill us today with the Holy Spirit of God and speak out of our heart today, Lord, to these that are here. And Lord, we love you today, and we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a great chapter in the Bible.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And because, you know, a great God gave it to us. And, you know, this is a great chapter, and there's many great chapters in the Bible. Of course, they're all great. But there's some that just kind of stand out more than others to us. And we think about Psalms 22, and what a great chapter that is. That gives us a picture of the good shepherd that lays down his life for the sheep.
Amen.
And I love how God put the Bible together.
Amen.
In Psalms 22, you have that picture of the good shepherd that laid down his life for the sheep. But then in Psalms 23, you have that picture. You have that picture there of the great shepherd attending his sheep and caring for them in the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
And then in Psalms 24, you have the chief shepherd that's come back. And it's wonderful how that God lays those chapters out.
Yes.
Isaiah 53, I remember reading that as young. A Christian had just got back right with the Lord after being out of fellowship with God. And I can remember, like it was yesterday, finding that in the Bible and reading that. And as I read it, wiping the tears away as I read Isaiah 53 that so vividly in word picture describes what happened on Calvary.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In Luke 15, how many sermons have been preached from Luke 15? And about what a great God that we have. A Father that awaits prodigals and wants to forgive them. And, and then, of course, we all that are saved love Revelation 21, where the Bible, you know, tells us that there won't be any more sickness, pain, and sorrow, and all the things that we experience down here, that they will all be gone. And how wonderful that is. Amen.
Amen.
And then there's some great verses in the Bible.
Yeah.
Not only is there great chapters in the Bible, but there's some great verses in the Bible.
Yeah.
This chapter has a great verse that is well known among believers, and it's verse 16 that the Bible talks about. And you know, it's a study in itself to just study the great verses of chapter 3 and verse 16 throughout the Bible. There's many of them, and sometimes you might want to take concordance and just look through them verses and just look at all the great 3:16s in the Bible besides John 3:16. But it's not verse 16 I'm interested in this morning. It's actually verse 14, of course, that we read together. And it says there, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up."
Yeah.
Now, as we look at that there, there's a little adjective in there that's mentioned twice. And who would have ever thought, sitting in Miss Yokley's class in the seventh grade, as my English teacher talked about nouns and verbs and adjectives, and I sat there and I thought, we'll never use this stuff. We'll never use it. Hey, young folks, you will use some of it. Try to learn it. Try to find out what you can. But there's a little word there that's mentioned twice, and it's such a small word. But yet twice in there we see that little word up.
Right.
Up. And I want to take that little word and go a few places this morning in the Bible. And I want to preach to Brother Eddie this morning on the four ups of the resurrection.
Yeah.
The four ups of the resurrection. If you'll go to Luke's gospel, we'll look at the first one here this morning. And it's found in Luke 2. We'll begin reading in verse 25. And the Bible said, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout and waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him." I like people that the Holy Ghost is upon.
Amen.
The Bible said it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. That's the way I like to cut it. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, watch verse 28, "Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Now, we have a first up there in the Bible, and it says that Simeon, who was a just man, a devout man, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, the Bible says that that when they brought the child Jesus to him, the Scripture says that he took him up in his arms, and he said he blessed God. You say, well, that's all well and good, Brother Rick, but what in the world's that got to do with the resurrection? All of this. Before he could come to the tomb, he had to come through the womb.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
You see?
Right.
And this speaks of the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And when he came into this world, and Simeon, this just man, this good man that was waiting for this moment, that was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And by the way, that ought to be what all of us are doing. We ought to be good men and just men, and we ought to be waiting for the coming of the Lord. But the Bible says that Simeon took him up in his arms. Now this speaks this morning of incarnation.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You say that's a big word. Yeah, I know it is. And it means that God is manifest in the flesh.
Amen.
1 Timothy 3:16 tells us that. It says that that is without controversy. Without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness.
Yeah.
How that God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and received up unto glory.
Yeah.
You see, this morning, Jesus, what Simeon said about Jesus, could not be said about any other child that was ever born before then or after that.
Amen.
You see, that baby was God.
Amen.
You say, I don't understand that. Well, he told us it was a mystery. We can't understand it. Amen.
Amen.
But God was manifest.
Yeah.
in the flesh, the Bible said. Isn't that wonderful? That God, in the character of God, in all the ways that God could have come, all the big things God could have come through, God come in the lowest human form that He could come in this morning. Amen. God loves humbleness.
Amen.
Amen. God says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and I will exalt you, the Lord said. Amen. There's things about this baby that could not be said about any baby ever been born other than Jesus.
Amen.
You say, what kind of things? Well, this baby was born sinless, he lived sinless, and he died sinless. Now, I know some of you ladies say, oh, my baby's perfect. Just give him a little time. Now, all babies are innocent, but they're not perfect. The Bible says that we come from the womb speaking lies, the Bible said. Every mother knows the truth of that. When a little baby cries like it's been something terrible has happened, and they run in there, and then it looks up and smiles, and all it wants is a bottle. All it wants is to be picked up. Matter of fact, this week I went to see Sister Barbara this week, and she's a smiling. And I went in, and she had her grandboy there, and he's a good-sized grandboy. And I went in there, and he was having him a fit, boy. He was having him a time. And she said, I'm going to go get him a bottle, Brother Rick. Well, he was having such a fit. You know, you have to become all things to all. And I just went over and picked the baby up and started walking him around and looking at pictures. And he kind of settled down there a little bit. Amen. But you know, you thought that boy was fixing to die. There wasn't nothing wrong with him. He just wanted to be picked up. He just wanted a little warm milk. That's all wrong with him. But you see, hey, that little boy, he's innocent, but he's not sinless. You see, the Lord, He looks over at children till they reach that age of accountability because they're innocent, but they're not sinless because we're born of Adam and we all have this sin nature. Amen. That little baby, it cannot be said of any other child anywhere that they were born of a virgin. Now, there might have been a good young girl that kept herself for a husband, and that's what you ought to do, and that's what God wants you to do. And then when you give yourself to your husband, and you've kept yourself, and you're a virgin. But you see, even those people, they've known a man. Right. But you see, this one was a virgin before he was born, and a virgin after he was born, because she never knew a man. The Bible said the Holy Ghost came upon her. Amen. And so it speaks of the incarnation. Right. But then you know what he said here. Look at verse 30. He said when he saw this baby, he said, for my eyes have seen salvation.
Amen.
He hadn't seen it nowhere else. But when he saw this baby, he said, my eyes have seen salvation. Not only when he lifted him up did it speak of incarnation, but it spoke of salvation. He hadn't seen it in the temple.
Right.
Or, if you will, the church.
Listen, Brother Rick.
You can't find salvation in the church.
Salvation.
I mean, one's as good as another one. They'll all send you to hell if all you're trusting in is the church. But the Bible said he couldn't find it in the temple, Brother Eddie. He hadn't seen it in the temple.
Listen,
and I tell you, he hadn't seen it in the priest. All kinds of priests around there. But he hadn't seen salvation. He hadn't seen it in the priest or the Pope, if you will. No hope in the Pope. No, sir, you say, well, I'm offended. I'm a Catholic. Well, let me help you a little bit this morning. They no hope in the preacher either, the evangelist, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Church of Christ. They ain't no hope in none of them either. You see, they're just a man needs to be saved like you do, a mouthpiece to tell about salvation that God said. Amen. But it speaks of salvation this morning. You see, the reason he only seen it in this child when he lifted him up is because Isaiah 45:22, the Lord said, look unto me and be ye saved. Yeah. the ends of the earth, because I am God, and besides me there is none other.
That's right.
That's what God said. And over in the Bible, in Acts 4:12, the Bible says the same thing, proving Jesus is God. Because Isaiah said, "There's no." He said, "I am God. Besides me, there's none other."
Right.
And yet Jesus claimed that he could save people. And so he was God. And Acts 4:12 said, "There's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved."
Amen.
You must be saved if you have any hope of going to heaven. Unless you get saved, you'll go to hell, my friend.
That's right.
It's God's will.
Yes.
Against the will of many Christians.
Amen.
John 14:1-6, you know it well. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me."
Amen.
Yeah.
"In my Father's house are many mansions. If were not so, I would have told you. I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there will be also." And Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going." And Jesus said, "Thomas," he said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." He didn't say, "I'm one way, I'm one of many ways." He said, "I am the only way." I'm sorry, Buddha. I'm sorry, Muhammad. I'm sorry, Joseph Smith. I'm sorry, all of them. But Jesus said, "I'm the only way."
Glory to God.
Amen.
He lifted him up and he saw salvation.
Lift him up, brother.
But once he saw this incarnation, he lifted him up and he saw the incarnation, God in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
He saw salvation when he said, "My have seen thy salvation."
Glory.
Well, he's now ready for his destination.
That's right.
If you look in Luke 2:29, he said, "Now let us, thy servant, depart in peace." You see, when you have realized that Christ is God manifest in the flesh, when you have received the salvation of the Lord, he received him in his arms. And I'll tell you, when you've received him, my brother, your destination is set. And you now know where you're going. You can leave this world. You might leave on monitors. You might leave on breathing machines. You might leave in a lot of different ways. But I'll tell you this, if you've ever been saved and know the Lord, you're going to depart this world in peace, thank God.
Amen.
So we see here that Simeon took Jesus up. That had to be. Because before he could come through the tomb, he had to come through the womb. Look back at our text this morning, verse 14. And the Bible says, "Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up."
Amen.
Jesus wasn't surprised.
Right.
When the angry mob led by Judas came and arrested him,
that's right,
he was not surprised.
Amen.
He'd already told them this was going to happen hours before.
Amen.
And he had asked the disciples to pray with him because his hour had come.
That's right.
He was not surprised about that at all. And he knew this day was coming.
Amen.
Just like you and I ought to know that one day we're going to die.
Right.
That day's coming. Amen.
Isn't
it amazing how we just don't think about it?
Yeah.
We think about everybody else dying. We think about others. But somehow or another we never see ourselves as dying. And yet the Bible declares we all will if Jesus doesn't come. Amen.
Right.
Jesus had said in Matthew 16 as he talked with his disciples, Jesus had said there, he said, from that time forth he began to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem, suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and raised again the third day. Simeon had taken him up, but I want you to see this morning that wicked, ungodly sinners lifted him up. It was the Roman government that seen to the crucifixion of Jesus. I'll tell you, these were wicked, ungodly sinners like we all was before we got saved.
Amen.
You say, well, I know, but what's this got to do with the resurrection? All of this before they could lay him down, he had to be lifted up. Amen. He was lifted up. He said in John 12 in verse 32, he said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men." I'll tell you, he was lifted up. And you'll never convince me there's not a drawing of all men to him by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen.
Right.
Sinners lifted him up.
Yeah.
Now it's interesting to hear that Jesus is trying to explain to Nicodemus what it means to be born again.
Yeah.
And of course, he's the Word. He is the Word.
Praise the Lord.
He gave the Word. He's the living Word.
Right.
He has a workable knowledge of the Scriptures that he could start anywhere and explain anything. I can't do that. If you came to me and handed me a Bible just off the cuff and maybe turned to some verse that we don't normally read every day, I might say I need to go back and review some of my studies and look at some things, but off the top of my head I can't really explain that to my satisfaction to you this morning. But Jesus, you could have handed him the Scriptures anywhere you wanted to, and he would begin to expound them and tell you what they mean. Amen. And of all the places, this always spoke volumes to me, of all the places that Jesus could have went to explain salvation to this Jewish ruler, he goes to Numbers 21.
That's right. Bless you, Brother Rick.
Right.
Let's us go there.
Amen.
Right.
Numbers 21 and verse 5. And the Bible said, "And the people spake against God and against Moses, the preacher. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul lofteth his like bread. And the Lord set fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee, praying to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us.' And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, 'Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.' And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived." Now I'm talking about how that sinners lifted him up. And I'm talking about how that of all the places he could have went to tell somebody about salvation. I've seen preachers go to places to tell people about salvation that had nothing in the world to do with salvation. And it only messed them up more. It only blinded them more. But I'm glad that God put some clear places in the Bible. Now this might not be the place to go if you want to talk about the Antichrist or the second coming. But if you want to talk about getting saved, this is the place to go. This is where Jesus went. And here's what I see here this morning. I see the serpent's bite. The Bible said, "And they bit the people, and that much people died." They all died except those that looked in time.
That's right.
Amen.
That's good, Brother Rick.
But the serpent bit them.
Did.
And you've all been snake bit.
That's right.
You said, "Brother Rick, I ain't never been snake bit." You just don't know it.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death of snakes. My wife, she'll pick them up. Snake can. We found one out in the garden. I'm back and running away. Look around, she's got it up coming with it. You know, I don't like them. I don't even like them after a dead. After a head's chopped off, I still don't like them. I just don't like them, and there's just something about that. Amen. But you see, we've all been in a snake bed. You say, "How do you know?" I know you have.
Yeah.
Because I looked up the symptoms
right.
of what happens when you get bitten by a poison snake.
Bless him, Lord.
Right.
You say, "What did it say, Brother Rick?" Well, you can look it up, but I'll tell you. It said there was swelling.
Right.
Now that speaks to me of pride.
Amen.
Amen. We all got pride.
Amen.
That's why some of you ain't saved this morning.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
You're too proud to walk down here and to get down and to say, God, I need somebody to save me this morning. You're too proud. You're afraid somebody will see you. You're afraid somebody you work with will see you. You're afraid somebody you work with will talk about you. All right, just go to hell. They'll probably be there too. They'll see you there. They'll talk about you there. I tell you, you ought to get saved. But everybody has been snake bit because we have that venom of pride in ourselves.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Then it said there was mental confusion.
Bless him.
You know, like that maniac at Gadara?
Yeah.
Find
the right mind.
The Bible said Jesus got him and he said, after he saved him, he said he had him sat down and clothed in his right mind. I know the world thinks us Christians are crazy. Right back to you. I'm in my right mind. You're crazy. You're not saved and you don't know the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this morning that salvation, it puts a man thinking like the other thing.
Amen.
It puts you in your right mind.
Amen.
Thinking about dying. Thinking about getting right with God. Amen.
Amen.
It said that they would have mental confusion. And of course, if them two didn't get you, this is will. So they're dying.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're going to die.
Yes, that's course.
Amen.
Right.
Yep.
I'm going to die.
Amen.
The reason you're going to die and I'm going to die is because we've been snake bit.
Yes. Right. That antidote. Amen.
Right.
And then I see a strange thing here. You say, what does it say? Well, God said, Moses, take the thing that's killing them.
Yeah.
And make something just like it.
Yep.
Bless him, Lord.
Yep.
And put it on a pole. That's a strange thing.
Yeah.
You say, what do you mean? I'm saying the cause looks just like the cure, and the cure looks just like the cause.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
He said, make a serpent.
Yep.
You say, I don't get it. Well, the Apostle Peter can help us. And Peter said he hath made him to be sin for us. Who knew no sin? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He came down here. He looked just like us. He put him on a cross. He had no sin. But he put our sin on him. I'll tell you, hanging on that cross, they said, he looks like a sinner. He's a thief. He's a malefactor. Oh, no, he's the killer. He just looks like the cause.
Glory!
That's it.
And then I see something else here.
Bless him, Lord.
Some people don't like it, but it's in the Bible.
Bless him, Lord.
You say, what is it? I see a simple cure.
Glory to God.
Amen. Right. Yes, it is.
Here it is. Every one bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.
Hallelujah.
Look at that, Jesus.
Hey.
There it is.
Amen.
Simple cure.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Yep. It's not hard to be saved.
Right.
It sometimes is hard for God to get us to the place where we want to be saved.
Yeah.
But brother, don't blame not getting saved on being hard because God made it simple.
Right.
Amen.
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 Yes, amen.
How much simpler can you get?
Yes.
Just look and live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, they'd have to believe to look. They'd have to have faith to look.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
There's people that just really disgust them to hear simple verses of salvation in the Bible.
Right.
Makes them mad, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, they get mad at you because you don't tell everybody you've got to beg God for 6 months to get saved. They get mad.
Yeah.
They get mad because you don't tell folks you got to go through all these rituals and catechisms and all these ceremonies and all these things to get saved. Makes them mad. Well, just get mad. Because the Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave his own God. And whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen.
God made it simple, and here's one old stupid sinner that's done it.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Bless our little heart.
The sinner's lifted him up.
Boy, had to be.
And he's on the cross. He's crucified.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's died. It's the man. It's the God man. He's died. He couldn't kill God.
No.
Right.
No way God would ever die.
Right.
But you could kill the God-man that was made in the
Yes.
Body like a like a dust.
Yes.
Amen.
You can kill that body, but you couldn't kill God.
Amen.
That body's what the God lived in while he was here.
Amen, brother.
And that was God that, you know, Nicodemus said, no man could do these miracles unless God be with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, nobody could do them unless they were God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, Amen. He did some things nobody else ain't never done.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And we've talked about the Sunday school class, and I mentioned it a few weeks ago, but just remember this in these days we're living in. God can do miracles.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember the devil's going to do them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He's showing up in Revelation 13. He's showing up with great signs and wonders and miracles.
Right, brother. Right.
So, brother, just keep your eye out.
Right.
Just try the spirits. Make sure it's of God.
Amen.
Amen.
But you see here, I want you to look at Acts 2 and verse 22. This is Peter preaching. He said, you men of Israel, Acts 2:22, you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him, see, in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you've taken by wicked hands and have crucified and slain, verse 24, whom God hath raised up.
Yep.
Amen.
Simeon had taken him up.
Yeah.
Wicked sinners lifted him up.
Yeah.
But a great God, the Bible said a great God had raised him up.
Amen.
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 The greatest proof we have that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God, is that 3 days after he was laid in that tomb, God raised him up.
Yeah.
He's not there anymore. That's cannot be said of any other person that ever lived. Amen. Religious leaders, all their theologies, all their false Bibles, all their false teachings. One thing they can't do, they can't raise up from the dead. They lay there in worms, eat them just like the rest of us. How we wait for the coming of the Lord. But the Bible said 3 days after that Jesus was laid in that tomb, the Bible said that God raised him from the dead.
Yeah.
That is, you shouldn't have to have me tell you what that's got to do with it.
Amen.
That is the resurrection. That's what Mary and Martha was told of Jesus when he came to their brother's grave and been dead for 4 days.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
That's right.
Amen.
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Yeah.
Well, silent God raised him up from the dead.
Amen.
Now, you say, what's that got to do with anything? Well, lots. Look over in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm talking about that a sovereign God raised him up and what it did when he raised him up. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 through 4. You say, I've heard the gospel all my life, but I never knew what it was. I'm about to read it to you.
Hallelujah.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, but which also you're saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain.
Amen.
It is. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
Amen.
You say, what the resurrection do? Well, listen, I just gave you the whole gospel.
Yeah,
the full gospel.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
There ain't nothing mentioned about tongues or anybody talking in them or interpreting them or anything else. The full gospel is the preaching of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Full gospel.
That is the full gospel. You can't add nothing to that.
Nope.
That's right.
Amen.
You say, well, what'd that do when God raised him up? That finished it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, I preached unto you. He said, I preached unto you how that Christ had to die, he says. We read it there He said, I preached unto you how he had to do these things, but he said the last thing he had to do, he had to raise from the dead. And when he raised from the dead, that completed the gospel. That put the end cap on the gospel. And there ain't been nothing added to it. There ain't going to be nothing taken away from it. And that is the gospel, thank God, this morning. And when God raised him up, that finished up the gospel message.
Glory!
Amen.
Ain't no words of wisdom bad to it.
Bless you, brother.
Ain't no religious works bad to it.
Bless you, brother.
He said, I'm going to tell you what the gospel is, and ain't none of that in there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Ain't none of that in there.
That's right.
Just read the Bible. It'll fix up a lot of our fallacies.
Yeah.
A lot of our errors.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. Look back at Matthew. I'm talking about when God raised him up, what that did. Look over in the chapter 28.
Hallelujah.
And just look at verse 11. It said, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done, how he rose from the dead and all that. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept. Pretty sorry bunch of soldiers.
Yeah.
Can't guard a tomb so that 12 fishermen or some 2 or 3 women couldn't come back and get in that tomb if they wanted to. Pretty sorry army.
Right.
Amen.
And he said, say ye his disciples came by night, stole him away while he slept, and if this come to the governor's ears, he will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money. Now, when God raised him from the dead, that not only finished up the gospel.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
When God raised him from the dead. But I got to tell you that when God raised him from the dead, that finished it up. But brother, that was the thing that stirred him up.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead and cloud of witnesses. Yeah. Amen.
I mean, brother, when they found out he's risen, when they found out he's alive, that's what stirred him up.
Amen.
Oh, to be there when the devil got the news and we can't hold him no longer. He's broke the bands of death. He's come up from the grave. He's got your keys.
Amen.
I tell you, I'd love to have been there and seen the devil's face. I'd love to see him as he runs somewhere looking for a phone booth to call 911 because he's alive. Thank God. He got away. Death couldn't hold him.
Amen.
They got him stirred up.
Yes,
bless him, Lord.
That's what stirs this bunch up today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't mind you having a savior.
Right.
Yep.
As long as he's still in the tomb.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
As long as you have to worry about standing before him being judged by him, they don't mind you having a savior.
Right.
But you see, when people get stirred up.
Bless him, Lord.
By the way, that stirs me up.
Yeah.
Quickly.
That stir you up, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You got a living Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody say, you ever seen him? Know what I felt him.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Used to, before I got to be the age I am now, I get more excited. I still get excited, but my body don't want to cooperate.
Yeah.
I still want to run.
Ain't got as much to work with.
Somebody said, Brother Rick, you used to get up in the seats and preach. Yeah, I know. You used to ride a bicycle too.
Yeah.
I'm getting older.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I still get as excited as I ever did.
Yes.
Amen.
But my body don't want to cooperate sometimes.
Amen.
And, one time I got really excited and a lady said, I just don't believe God makes you do all that. And I said, no, ma'am.
Yep.
He don't make me do it, but he makes me feel so good sometimes.
Amen.
I can't keep from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm just preaching in revival sometimes, service, and somebody will come out and be a good service, you know, and they'll say, oh, brothers, I love that today. So that was so good, it was all I could do to keep them
shouting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there thinking, you're supposed to try to keep from
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
God, the spirits, and if it's of God, shout her out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stirred it up.
Amen.
Talk about it after God raised him from the dead.
Yeah.
Amen.
After he sees alive,
yeah.
That dried it up.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't you remember what he said to Mary?
Shut
him up. Why weepest thou?
Yeah.
Why are you weeping for?
Right.
He ain't here.
Why are you weeping for a dead person?
Right.
He's not here.
Right.
He's not dead. Why are you looking for the dead among the living?
Amen.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Well, Daddy used to tell me when he'd come in there and I was a little boy, he'd throw the covers back after about four or five warnings and he'd whip me till I cried. Got you crying real hard, you'd start saying dried up. I never did understand that, amen.
Amen.
I needed every one I got.
Amen.
Needed some more.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But you see, when we realize he is the resurrected Son of God,
amen,
there's something beyond the tomb.
Woo!
There's something beyond the grave. Amen. Yes, Sister Glenda, Brother Keith. Yes, we wept some over there at the funeral home Friday when her stepmother passed away. But she got saved at the hospital a few months before then. So we did sorrow, but we didn't sorrow like others that had no hope. But we believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead. And those that sleep with Jesus, God bring with him when he comes. For this we say of you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain, shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven when the shout with the voice of the archangel, when the trump of God, when the Christ will rise first. I'm better shaped than I thought I would.
That's something to get excited about.
Somebody have to help me out of bed in the morning. Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Amen.
To dry up her tears.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We realize we'll see him again.
Yeah.
Amen.
One day.
Will we see you again?
Yeah, think about that.
I sure hope so.
Bless you, Lord.
You'll be missed if you're not there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Miss it all.
Well, I did say forward, didn't you?
Yeah.
Look over in the book of Acts, the first chapter, and verse 8. And the Bible says, "But you shall receive power."
Amen.
"After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth." And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up.
Yeah.
And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go up into heaven."
Amen.
Father God raised him up. Wicked sinners lift him up.
Yeah.
Simeon took him up. But the Bible said our Savior ascended up.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Luke said he was parted from them and carried it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
How homesick he must have been.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
How homesick he must have been.
Right.
To see the Father, to be in a place like he came from, to a place like he came to, how homesick he must have been.
Amen, Brother Rick.
I can feel it when I read his words. The closer he gets to the cross, the more homesick he has become. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you and I, we may not have such a wonderful home. It's not a perfect home like heaven was.
I bless you, Brother Rick. Bless you.
We don't have such a perfect home, but after we're gone for a few little while, we get so homesick that even to get back to that imperfect home and that imperfect place.
Amen.
Yet he comes from a perfect place and a perfect father, and how homesick he must have been to be in a place where there was no lepers to heal, there was no blind man to open their eyes, there were no crippled man to say, "Take up your bed and walk." There was no sin of any kind like that. How homesick he must have been.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then I thought about what a reception he must have had.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, they messed him as much as he messed them.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You and I had gone for a while, maybe took in the army for a couple of years, maybe over in a war zone, maybe just off away at work or wherever you might be. But
When you come back, people's glad to see you.
Yeah.
Amen. Blessed, amen.
Yeah.
What a reception, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
He must have had.
Yeah.
And I see three things here in this text this morning. And one of them is a question. He said, why do you stand gazing up? Why do you stand gazing up? You see, he'd already given their orders just previously before that. He said, go to Jerusalem, tarry there 10 days, wait for the promise of the Father.
Yeah.
Y'all, they already had their orders and their instructions. Of course, they're looking up. I'm sure they're mesmerized by the fact that like a balloon let go, he just keeps rising until he's gone completely out of sight.
Yeah.
But you and I, if we're not careful, we live down to the end of the church age and we're just kind of sitting looking up.
Bless him, Lord.
Hoping he'll come. Yeah. Can't believe it, he ain't already come.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wish he would come.
Woo!
Amen. Right.
Hasten.
Right.
And we ought to do that, but the Bible also has given us our instructions.
That's right.
That we're not just to stand and gaze up and wait for the cloud.
That's right, preacher.
Right.
To reveal him to us. And then there's a quotation there that I like. Worthy of quotation. They said, why do you stand gazing? This same Jesus that you see taken up shall so come in like manner.
Amen. Yes.
Well, how was it? Well, it was kind of secretive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a few of them there when he was taken up.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few of them in on him.
Right.
Looking for, watching him.
Amen.
That's what it's going to be when he comes back.
Yeah. Amen.
First time he comes, everybody ain't going to see him.
Yes, amen. Right.
First time he comes, it's going to be kind of secretive, and just those that are with him, just those that are his disciples, those that are saved, those that love him, just them is kind of secretive, amen.
Amen.
It's kind of silent.
Amen.
Amen.
Now when he comes in the Revelation, all different.
Amen.
A lot of racket, a lot of noise, a lot of announcement.
Yeah. Amen.
Look how silent. You see, he's going to come in the same way he left. He left kind of silent.
Yeah.
One of these days, there's going to be a whole lot of people missing.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody got woke up when they left during the night.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody was able to tell them bye.
Look at the chaos. That's right.
It's just kind of silent. It's gone.
Yeah.
But then it was sudden.
Amen.
Yeah. It was sudden.
Yeah.
Man.
They were just standing there. They were just talking. And the next thing you know, he was gone.
Yeah. Amen.
You will feel something.
That's what it's going to be for us.
Yeah.
Amen. We're saved.
Yes.
It's just going to be kind of sudden.
Yeah. Amen.
I've often been in a hospital, nursing homes, holding somebody's hand, praying with them. In fact, and while I'm praying, boy, I wish the rapture would take place.
Bless you, Brother Rick. Bless you, Brother
Rick. Yeah.
I've been to the jail many times as they gather the incarcerated inmates in, and gather 50 or 60 inmates in there, and I'd say, boys, how many of you are Christians? There'd be several of them raise their hand. I said, I want to tell you something. If Jesus comes today, we're getting out of here.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
They like that, Brother Eddie.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And I like it.
Amen.
We talk about getting out of here too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. The Savior ascended up. The great God raised him up from the dead. He's going to raise everybody up someday.
Amen. Right.
Yep.
Right.
Wicked sinners like you and I, if we've been there, we've been right with them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right.
They lifted him up. And Simeon, he took him up.
Amen.
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 Now this morning, just stand. I want the piano player to come, the song leader to come, and I'm so glad I have a resurrection message to proclaim. This morning from the Word of God.
Yes.
He is alive. He lives.
Yes, he does.
Marla sings a song, because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that.
Yes.
You're here this morning and you don't know the Lord like I preached about him this morning, like I've talked about him this morning.
Urgency.
if you don't know the Lord. God's been speaking to you. God's been dealing with your heart about this matter. You've been worried about yourself. You've been thinking about dying. You've been wanting to get saved. I'm telling you, this Bible says, not me now, this Bible says today is a day of salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Why does he say that? Because all your yesterdays are gone.
Yes.
And you have no promise of one tomorrow.
That's right.
It must be today as far as you know. And I encourage you to walk that aisle.
Yep.
He walked up the Via Dolorosa. He walked up Calvary's Hill.
Yep.
He done all of that, beaten, naked, bleeding. But he wasn't ashamed to do it for you.
Amen.
Don't you be ashamed to walk down and kneel before him and ask him to come into your heart and save you today, or to forgive you of your sins, or to help you today in whatever way. Will you do it, Father? Yep. Please help us find the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Anyone this morning,
listen to the Holy Ghost. just step out and make your way down here to the altar.
Oh,
say, Lord, I'm not ashamed of my need. Call the Lord God and ask and say, my wretched soul, I don't want to go to heaven.
Help, Lord.
I want to be taken up when I die. Like you were, Lord. I don't want to go down like the rich man. Was there one this morning?
Help us.
Father, we preached a sermon about you helping me do the best we could. Thank you for the message you pressed on my heart. God, encourage my own heart. And Lord, I pray this morning. I know there's lost people here. Maybe not lost people that's willing to lift their hand or even willing to walk down an aisle. I know they're here. And I pray, Lord, in the closing moments of today's service, that God, the Holy Ghost, will continue to speak to them. And I pray that they respond in a positive way before it's ever lasting too late. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We're going to sing just one more verse just for you today. If you're lost, the Lord come on. God's merciful.
Yes.
I pray the Lord to be merciful to you, give you opportunity, and I pray that you won't wait too late. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Don't forget our radio broadcast today on 88.3, 4 o'clock air time, the King's radio station. And if you can tune in, well, that'd be good, and tell others about it.
Yeah.
All right. Word testimony before we leave. Word testimony. I'd
like to thank the Lord for saving me, Brother Ray. Appreciate the message, the truths that have been told here today, and how real. True they are. I know them through my own life. I thank the Lord He did show me mercy and gave me space to repent.
Amen.
I don't know how long space that is, but I know one that I got in. I thank God for it. And I praise God just to be able to be here preaching like this today.
Anybody else?
Four and a half hours
in the emergency room. I carried over to him. I'm here today. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else
today?
Word testimony. Anyone?
Brother,
can I just
like to thank you for
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Shalom.
Bless the Lord.
Bless you,
Jesus.
Amen.
I thank you for God and having me come to. He's clean already.
Amen.
Right.
Being able to bow before.
Amen.
Being cleaned up.
Oh, amen. Yes.
That was hard for me, even as a 10-year-old little girl.
Bless you.
When I was under conviction, it was hard to sit there and feel what I felt. Mm-hmm. And it was harder for me to take the first step.
True.
Because I didn't understand all of it. But once I was willing to take the first step,
yep.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I didn't know what I was crying about all that morning. I just knew I needed to unload.
Bless me.
And He saved my soul that morning.
Amen.
And I've stood on that promise from that day on. And there's been times in my life I've not lived like I'm supposed to.
Bless you, Lord.
And there's been times in my life that I've been ashamed to stand before Him. But I've never been unsaved.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just beg somebody today, if you don't know me, it is hard to make the first step. It is hard to humble yourself. You don't have to know it all. You don't have to be clear. plane to go to. He just let him do that for
me.
It was clean, but wasn't it?
Yeah, amen.
Wonder how much the thief on the cross knew about it.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
Right. Good enough.
Called upon him. Just know he's the sinner.
Yep.
The Savior hanging there by.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And he needed to ask him to save him. And he did, and he did.
Yep.
That's right. Options running out.
Yeah. Amen. All right. All hearts are clear. Thank you for coming today. And hope you'll come back tonight. Our afternoon service is at 6 o'clock this evening. And the Lord bless you. You're free to go today.